fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Our starting line on the Sunny Side of Sports is African athletics. Kenya has a very proud pedigree on the track and in road running, and this month has proven to be especially memorable. At the World Athletics Championships in Doha, which wrapped up on October 6th, Team Kenya finished runners-up to the first-place United States on the medal table. The Kenyans tallied 11 medals, 5 gold, 2 silver, and 4 bronze. All of the medals came in running events. And the weekend after Doha 2019, Kenyan athletes Eliud Kipchoge and Bridget Koske both broke world records in the marathon in Vienna and Chicago, respectively. On Sunday in Germany, another Kenyan world record holder will be on the starting line in the Minova Frankfurt Marathon. And the energetic Andy Edwards caught up with him. Here's Andy.
Mark Kiptoo became the first man to break a world record in the Minova Frankfurt Marathon last year, 2018, because he set a world record for men over 40, 2:07:50. Now, Mark's been a fine runner for a long time, and he's back, and he sounds like he's in the shape and confidence that he could better that world age best. Mark, how are you feeling going into this year's Frankfurt?
Okay, thank you so much. I'm feeling good. I feel good. I expect good results on Sunday. My preparation has been good. I hope the weather will be fine and then good results.
You were talking at the press conference about feeling capable of running 62 minutes 30 for halfway, or you'd be looking at that time. That is very fast for, if I may say, someone who's now 43. But your body doesn't seem to age as other people's do.
Well, what I normally believe is that what we put into our body is that which will come out. So the training that I've been doing, I have confidence that the body is capable of going through a half in that time of 62:30.
Do you need longer recovery because you are older? I mean, you've been an international track runner, good at cross country, but now for the last few years, you're very much a road runner. Do you need to recover from hard sessions more?
I think a marathon training is a little bit tricky. It is not like track. It requires a lot of listening to the body so that we don't go overboard. Because if you push so much, the body can give in. But for track, it was short and also cross country. So the recovery was so quick. But for marathon, it needs a lot of listening to the body.
It sounds you're in a very good training group. They include Mika Kogo, who was one of Eliud Kipchoge's pacemakers in the epic Ineos 159 in Vienna recently. So that high-quality training group, is that an important part of your preparation?
Yes, it is very important. Kogo has been a training colleague for long. Since I started running, we've been running together in track, cross country, and right now we are together running in the road. So when I saw him doing the pace for Ineos, it elated us. It gives us positive energy. So to do well even in our...
Well, if you can bring your positive energy, which you certainly did to Frankfurt last year, 2:07:50 was the world age best you ran last year. If all goes well, how far can you improve that record?
Wow, I feel it is possible to improve it. I cannot say how far, but for sure it has to be improved on Sunday.
Well, you were sixth last year and tremendous performance. Look forward to you doing perhaps even better this year. Mark Kiptoo, all the best for Sunday in the Minova Frankfurt Marathon. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hello, sports fans.
This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
We heard earlier from 43-year-old Kenyan athlete Mark Kiptoo. Mark is a two-time gold medalist at 5,000 meters at the Military World Games, winning titles in India and Brazil. Mark also won a silver medal at 10,000 meters in India in 2007. The 2019 Military World Games are currently taking place in Wuhan, China. World football's governing body, FIFA, released its latest set of monthly rankings on Thursday. The bright stars of South Sudan are the biggest African mover in the rankings. They rose 11 places from September and are now 162nd overall, putting the South Sudan team at 46th in Africa. The Lions of Taranga from Senegal, runners-up to the Desert Foxes of Algeria at this year's Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Egypt, remain the number one ranked team in Africa. The Senegalese are 20th overall in the FIFA rankings for October. Senegal is followed by Tunisia at 29, Nigeria at 35, Algeria at 38, and Morocco at 42. Rounding out the top 10 African teams, Egypt is 49, Ghana is 51, Cameroon is 52, the Democratic Republic of Congo is 54, and Ivory Coast is 56. Taking a look at the very top of the FIFA rankings, Belgium is number one, followed by France, Brazil, England, and Uruguay. Meanwhile, FIFA says China will host the first edition of the new expanded 24-team Club World Cup in 2021. Joining us with details is VOA's Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. On Thursday, the FIFA Council voted unanimously to appoint China as the host of the revamped Club World Cup in 2021. And following the meeting, FIFA President Gianni Infantino addressed reporters in Shanghai and called the decision historic.
And it is indeed a historic decision for football. Because the FIFA Council decided today unanimously to appoint China PR as the hosts of the new FIFA World Cup for clubs.
The World Cup competition currently features seven teams, but beginning in 2021, the tournament will expand to 24 teams that will feature eight teams from Europe, six from South America, one from Oceania, and three each from Africa, Asia, and North and Central America. The criteria for selecting the teams will be decided in the next few weeks. The expanded format was approved by the FIFA Council back in March, at which time several top European clubs expressed their disapproval of the changes and threatened to boycott the tournament. But on Thursday, Infantino emphasized that the expanded 24-team World Cup is the ideal format for anyone who loves football.
The new FIFA World Cup for clubs will be a competition which every person, every child, every and anyone who loves football is looking forward to. It is the first real and true World Cup where the best teams in the world, the best clubs in the world, will compete. This World Cup will feature 24 teams. It will be held in June, July in China of 2021.
Thursday's announcement comes as the National Basketball Association continues to do damage control following a since-deleted tweet by Houston Rockets executive Daryl Morey that voiced his support for anti-Chinese government protesters in Hong Kong. And now FIFA is facing some pushback of its own. On Thursday, Amnesty International UK issued a statement that called out China's poor human rights record and said FIFA must, quote, use its considerable influence to push for human rights improvements. However, Infantino told reporters the governing body's social responsibility is to bring football to all people.
Of course, that we have also a social responsibility due to the magnitude and the power that football brings with it. And we have to assume this social responsibility in a very serious way. And we do that. But we don't do that by attacking, criticizing anyone. We do that by going to the people. We do that by speaking with the people. We do that by bringing football to the people. And by bringing football to the people all over the world, we bring smile, we bring joy, we bring hope.
The final two Club World Cup editions will be staged in Qatar. Meanwhile, the hosts for the 2030 World Cup will be chosen in 2024. Infantino also said on Thursday that the soccer governing body voted to invest $1 billion in women's football over the next 4 years. And that is all the news from me. Sonny, I'll hand it back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Just ahead, the Washington Nationals take a 2-0 lead over the Houston Astros in Major League Baseball's 115th World Series. But first, I'm experiencing some ballpark fever. That's how we do it in the big leagues. No bush leaguers allowed. Lots and lots of ballpark fever right here in Washington as the city gets ready to host its first World Series game since 1933. Yes, sports fans, I told a few VOA colleagues today, if the Washington Nationals can win two more World Series games, this will be the biggest Washington sports title of my lifetime. The Nationals took a 2-0 lead in the best of 7 World Series by blowing out the host Houston Astros in Texas Wednesday night. The AP's Mark Myers reports from Houston, Texas.
The Nationals are halfway to their first World Series title after routing the Astros in Game 2, 12-3. Kurt Suzuki homered off Justin Verlander leading off the 7th.
I can't remember last time I barreled a ball up like that. It felt great. It felt like months ago, so probably was months ago. So it felt great. I think it was just the fact that, you know, just to help the team out any way I can.
That broke a 2-2 tie and ignited a rally that would see Washington score 6 times in the inning. Steven Strasburg gave up a 2-run homer to Alex Bregman in the first, then put up zeros the next 5 innings.
Offense kind of came out and scored a lot of runs, so, you know, but I think the big one was Zouk there in the 7th, kind of give us that lead, and then everything started to get a lot better after that.
Strasburg fans 7 in the win. The Nats are riding high with 8 straight postseason victories. Mark Myers, Houston.
Thanks, Mark. Game 3 in the World Series will be Friday night at Nationals Park here in Southwest Washington. Nationals Park is located just a short walk from our Voice of America headquarters, and I know the stadium will be buzzing with excitement Friday night. Let's take a break now for this Voice of America programming announcement.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
Thanks, Heather. We look forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. VOA's Jim Stevenson joins us now with a package of golf and tennis news. And Jim says he's beginning with a British tennis star who had a nice comeback story in Belgium.
I certainly didn't expect it to come so soon since I started playing again.
The comeback is complete for Andy Murray. The Scottish tennis star and former world number one won his first singles title since hip surgery 9 months ago, defeating Stan Wawrinka of Switzerland 3-6, 6-4, 6-4 in Antwerp, Belgium.
Last few years have been extremely difficult. Both, actually, me and Stan have had a lot of injury problems in the last couple of years. And, amazing, obviously, to be back playing against him in a final like that. I think it was a great match.
Murray told the fans after the match that he survived a tough battle.
Stan was playing amazing tennis, hitting winners from all over the court, and I just managed to hang in a bit at the end of the second set, and then obviously third set was extremely close again, but yeah, amazing.
The two players have faced each other many times.
I think that's the 20th time we played or something like that, so we know each other's games well. We've played many tough matches in the past. I expected another one today, and that was what I got.
Murray has two small children, and his wife is expecting a third. He says being back on the tennis court keeps a unique equilibrium in his life.
When I've been off the tour the last few years, my family's got bigger, so I need to get on the road so we don't get out of control. But I'm excited for the third kid, and my wife's been a huge support for getting me back on the court and, you know, making me fight to keep playing.
Italian Fabio Fognini has played professional tennis for 15 years, but this week he is facing a lot of young players in his first appearance at the Swiss indoors event in Basel.
I'm happy, of course, because it's the first time here in Basel. Tennis is starting to change again with these young guys that they're playing first and second serve amazing, and it's really tough. I'm happy because I'm 32 and a half, almost 33 next year, and I still compete and winning with some of them, so I really enjoy.
David Goffin from Belgium had a long trip to reach Switzerland.
It's not easy when you come from Asia and you have to play indoors. It's a little bit faster, and then you have to be a little bit more aggressive. When you have the chance to go, to be aggressive, try to move forward, to go to the net, you have to do it. It's never easy because when you play some big guy with a big serve, you know, it's indoors, so no wind, perfect conditions to serve, so it's not easy to play those kind of player who are very aggressive.
With two tournaments remaining in the season, Goffin finds himself battling to reach the elite season-ending event.
It's a tough situation. I've been in this situation like 2 years ago, and I made it, but it was not easy. Now it's two more tournaments to try to be in the top eight. It won't be easy because it's a lot of good players around me and in front of me. try to give everything. It's like I said, it's the last two tournaments, so I try to give everything to until the end.
For rising star Greek Stefanos Tsitsipas, he's feeling loose and enjoying some local chocolate.
It's rare that I feel this way, but I came in the match very relaxed. I mostly went out there to enjoy my tennis and experiment a little bit with a few things, and they seem to work today, so I'm happy with it. But yeah, I'm a big fan of chocolate, Swiss chocolate. It makes life, it puts a smile on my face.
Oh, it's super special.
A win always is, and for Belgian golfer Nicolas Colsarts, a seven-year wait for a victory ended at the Open de France, which has always been a fun stop on his playing calendar.
I've been coming here for more than 15 years. I'm French-speaking. I know what makes them tick. I've been coming here for so long and missed out a bunch of times, and to do it here, to do it like this, where at the end it was pretty dramatic, makes it even better.
The dramatic finish was set up by a 2-over par double bogey late in his round.
I made a big mistake on 15, and I thought it was slowly slipping away. I knew there was always going to be a chance because the last holes are anything can happen, and I was a bit surprised to come on 17 and find out what JB had done.
JB is Joachim B. Hansen of Denmark, who erased a 5-shot deficit to work his way into the lead before his score was bitten by a double bogey.
The screw-up on 17, unfortunately, cost me a chance this week.
Although he ended just one shot behind, the week still ended up being good for Hansen.
I've been playing well for 3 weeks now and put myself in good positions. So getting really close this week was really nice, but just also really want that win, you know.
Colsarts finally got his win, which means more than a big paycheck and a trophy.
I was kind of looking for a week like this, where everything sort of clicked together. I hadn't really had a week like that for a long, long time. So, it changes everything for me for the next couple of years. Lighter schedule. I have a wife at home and a little kid now that I'm going to be able to spend a bit more time with now, which is nice.
I've got fond memories here. I've played well here a couple of times and obviously won a couple of years ago, so it's nice to be back here.
2017 winner Lucas Beauregard of Denmark tees up again at the Portugal Masters Golf Tournament.
It's a place that I've come for 6 years now with the family, and they've enjoyed it as well every time we've been here, so it's really nice to be back.
His win was a welcome breakthrough.
I was struggling a bit that year and fighting for my card a little bit, and then had a one-shot lead going into Sunday, and then I was 4-under through 6, I think, and then played one of the best rounds I've played in my life, so that's what I remember the most.
Matt Wallace of England is looking forward to some warm weather.
Very happy to be back in Portugal, always am. Especially when the sun's shining like this, it's nice to get the short sleeve shirts.
And Wallace remembers the feeling of a fast start.
I remember shooting 10-under first round, being able to take the lead, and actually remember that night more than anything after the first round was like, because, you know, people talk about how hard it is to back up a low one and carry on. I think I was saying to myself that night, trying to get into my own head, you're the best player here, you've shown it today, let's go out there tomorrow and shoot another low one. Why can't I go and shoot low? And I shot 7-under the next day, so it kind of backed it up and I played nice.
German veteran Martin Keimer arrives without the urgency some of the younger players are feeling.
I don't know about the guys who fight for their cars, but for me, you know, I played well last week. I gave myself the chance to get into the net bank and maybe eventually into Dubai. It's just a matter of keeping that game together, playing the game that we play week in, week out, trying to enjoy the challenge. It's a very different challenge for me. I mean, there's not much to do, you know. You just play the 72 holes and see where you end up. I don't feel much pressure.
That's German golfer Martin Keimer. And thanks to my VOA colleague Jim Stevenson for that spicy golf and tennis package. I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. And that wraps up the October 24th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Zeinab Abdelrahman. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Hello, I'm Douglas Simpoga, host of VOA's Reporters Roundtable. Join us every Thursday as we discuss important African topics and events. I'll have a panel of African journalists and expert guests to discuss the topic at hand. We take a deeper look at important African news topics. That's Reporters Roundtable every Thursday at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa. When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5 minute newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
Celebrate the sounds of Africa today, yesterday, and tomorrow. That's our mission in your show, Music Time in Africa. Hello, I'm your host, Heather Maxwell. Join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC and discover the best Pan-African music in the world. We play it all right here, only the best on VOA Africa.
This is Science in a Minute.
Scientists say that the planets of our solar system were formed about 4.5 billion years ago. Soon afterwards, the Earth and the Moon became a veritable shooting gallery as they were bombarded with waves of comets, asteroids, and even protoplanets that flowed past them. New research led by geologist Stephen Moisish of the University of Colorado at Boulder suggests the extensive bombardment was caused by a solar system-altering event 4.48 billion years ago. The event, called the Giant Planet Migration, was when the solar system's largest planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, for some still unknown reason, began to move from their positions near the Sun to their present positions in the outer solar system. Moisish and his team found evidence that debris was scattered, with some of it crashing into Earth and its then young moon as the big planets migrated. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo, and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
The Voice of America's global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.